Good morning, Audio Boo Land. Man, I'm tired. Puppy woke me up at, what was it, like 5 again? Having had like, you know, an epic day yesterday. We're getting up at 5 o'clock and the whole flea market thing. And then we had a barbecue with the neighbours. And then me, my neighbour Mark, my other neighbour Thomas, Sunny, and a few other of the neighbours camped out for the night, pretty much. I don't mean actually camping, but yeah, beers came out and wine, and we were camped out on the picnic benches, on the lawns outside our houses. There's like communal areas, lawns and stuff, so that's where we had a barbecue, and we were just camped out for the evening, and as usual, people kind of peel off through the evening. They peel off the group as it gets later and later. And then by about 1 a.m. It was just me, Mark and Thomas. And Mark, had he was a little bit worse for wear, so he peeled off. And then it was just me and Thomas for a bit. And then I think it was about 1:30. That's all went in. And then of course, you know, up early this morning, I didn't really drink loads. I had maybe 2 or 3 beers. I'm not a big drinker. I actually enjoy the company more. So I had about 3 beers actually. That was it. Sometime during that I had a cup of tea. So I'm not like a big not a big drinker. So I was taking the dog for a walk this morning. I was very tired. I was a bit snappy with the dog actually. When he started kind of napping my leg, it's a Danish word. You know, they kind of chew and they bite, you know, not real biting, it's like playful biting. He likes to do that with my toes, and sometimes it's kind of alright, and other times his teeth are a bit sharp and it kind of is annoying, it hurts. And given my tiredness and my mood today, I was a bit snappy with him when he came to nip my toes this morning, so sorry about that, Pixel. But now I'm wandering up, yeah, I woke up early, I've taken the dog for a walk, and now I'm wandering up to the nearest kind of bakery. That's a very kind of traditional thing to do on a Sunday morning in Denmark. You know, you've heard of Danish pastry, well, that comes from all these fabulous bakeries that Denmark has. You know, every town, every, you know, every even little village, you know, they all have these little bakeries. And the tradition is, you know, on a Sunday morning or a Saturday morning to go up and, you know, get your bread from the bakery, freshly baked bread. Cakes as well. I mean, this is where the, you know, the legend, I wasn't say the myth, the legend of Danish pastry comes from. You know, if you're out there in the world and you buy a piece of Danish pastry anywhere else but Denmark, you don't know what Danish pastry is. When you come to Denmark and you start, you go to one of the bakeries and you see how many different types of cakes and pastries and things that they make, it's just quite astounding. And it's all really tasty stuff. So if you ever come to Denmark, the first thing you should do is seek out the nearest decent bakery. So I'm going up to the nearest bakery now to get some morning bread, some rolls and stuff. I'm going to sit and have breakfast with my wife and daughter. And then I might see if I can catch another hour or so sleep, actually, because I'm really tired. So, yeah, that's me. That was that's my morning right now. And I might give booing a rest today, for the rest of the day. And then I'll pick it up again tomorrow. Going to start putting people's comments together tomorrow. A lot of people have been sending me comments about ebooks, which is really brilliant. Thank you so much. Going to start putting those together tomorrow, and then I'm going to put out the next episode of the 100 Stories podcast on Wednesday. Okay, I'm off.